New research shows that America's distracted driving problem may be way, way worse than we used to think. 2015 numbers from the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration showed that during daylight hours, 660,000 drivers used their phones while behind the wheel. It also said distracted driving took the lives of nearly 3,500 people. We may be doing even worse than we thought, though, according to a new study by ZenDrive. That's a San Francisco-based company that tracks phone use for auto insurers and ride-hailing services. They say, more like 69 million drivers using their phones behind the wheel each day. Have you seen this? 800-642-1234. Do you see more people driving distractedly using their devices? Will you own up to doing it yourself? Maybe don't call right now if you are driving. 800-642-1234 is the number. Jonathan Mattis joins us now. He's founder and chief executive officer of ZenDrive, the group behind that study. Jonathan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, talk about how you got behind the wheel with so many drivers. Talk about the research that led you to these numbers.
Sure. So ZenDrive is in the business of analyzing driver behavior and helping fleets, insurers, cities, regulators, and others prevent that kind of risky, distracted phone use on the road. And over the past few years, we've analyzed more than 100 billion miles of driving data. And we've looked at specifically data from December 2017 to February 2018 to analyze what is the current trend of distracted and risky driver on the road. And in looking at that data and comparing it to a similar study with, again, millions and millions of drivers from a year before, we found some unfortunate trends where overall distracted driving is on the rise. And particularly for your listeners in Wisconsin, there are some additional concerning factors.
Let's talk about those. What are you seeing in Wisconsin?
So Wisconsin, previously on the national ranking of states, was on the 18th position as least distracted state. Unfortunately, it dropped by 7 places, and so now it's on the 25th, which is kind of smack in the middle. And you would hope that over time things will improve. But unfortunately, Wisconsin is also one of the states without regulation preventing people from talking on the phone while driving. I believe you have regulation for texting while driving, but not for speaking on the phone while driving. And the results might be perceived in this study.
And it looks like in your study, pretty much every state, all but one state, I guess, in the whole country got worse between the 2 years of this study.
That's true. So Wisconsin is not an exception to the rule here. The trend nationally and globally, I would say, is that distracted phone use is on the rise, and the result is probably and unfortunately more fatalities on the road. The statistics in the U.S. and particularly in Wisconsin are quite scary. So the Department of Transportation for Wisconsin reported that 25,000 car crashes happen every year in the state due to distracted driving. So, you know, if you do the math, that's about one crash every 20 minutes, every day, all day. That's a lot.
And some people might hear you say, talking on the phone is a problem. They think, okay, I don't text, I don't look at the map on my phone, but talking, is that really a problem? How does that fit into the distracted driving picture?
It is. So it's a form of distracted driving. And granted, you can still pay attention to what's happening on the road, but you know how it is. We humans have a limited set of attention resources that we can at any point in time use for driving and for doing other things. And the more you stack up the amount of tasks that we're responsible for, whether it's texting or calling or putting makeup on, whatever it is, the less focused we are on what's happening on the road. And unfortunately, for every second where our eyes are not on the road or we're daydreaming or paying more attention to the conversation than we are to what's happening around us on the highway, at 60 miles an hour, we're talking about football fields over football fields of blind driving. And that's very, very risky.
Jonathan Mattis is with us, founder and CEO of ZenDrive. They study distracted driving, phone use while driving. And according to their numbers, we are doing this. We in Wisconsin, we in the United States are driving while using our phones a lot. We're getting worse at it over time, and it is a hazard. Kendra called in at 800-642-1234, calling from Milwaukee. She says in the last 2 weeks, she saw a woman texting while turning left in an intersection. Kendra says if that's not a recipe for an accident, she doesn't know what is. So you were talking about kind of straightaway driving there, Jonathan, with that football field, making a left turn even worse, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. The more complex the driving and the more complex the environment, the more risky it is. So we have some tips that we believe can help drivers. And that's also related to some of the data that we found in this massive study. Again, no one has ever looked at this huge amount of driving behavior before. And one of the patterns that came out that was perhaps surprising was that most of the distracted driving happens in the first 5% or so of the trip. So if you're, you know, driving for an hour or so, we're talking about the first few minutes. And so the opportunity here for reversing some of this risky trend is to encourage people as they get into the car and either finish that email or put on Google Maps or play the music to complete everything and anything that they want to do with their phone before they turn the car on, before they get on the highway coming out of the parking spot. And if you can make sure that your phone is in the mount and your eyes are on the road for that duration of that commute, everyone, including your family, will feel much better.
So if we have that frustrating moment or we get going and Spotify or whatever streaming service we're trying to play music on just isn't firing up, maybe pull over instead of trying to diagnose it as we pull onto the highway?
Exactly.
And there are some states you mentioned that have more strict laws on distracted driving. Do those laws seem to make a difference in what we're actually doing on the road?
You know, that's a very good question. It seems like the laws by themselves aren't enough. So, you know, laws or regulatory or legislative action is an important part of preventing this problem, but it's not sufficient by itself. In addition to that, you want to make sure that there is plenty of education. So the kind of thing that we're having now, people should be aware of that problem, and not just in radio. It should be in classrooms. It should be a part of the discussion around new drivers getting on the road. So that's the other aspect. And thirdly, smart enforcement. So I don't know how are you when you're on the road, but personally, when I'm on the road and I see the flashlights of a police officer that's parked nearby on the highway, I'm less likely to pick up the phone and text. And so if you could place police in the right locations, or if you could place the right cameras in the right locations, perhaps individuals will be less likely to use their phone in distracting fashion. And so the information and the data that Zendrive has collected, of course, in an anonymized aggregate way, can help use enforcement in a smarter fashion and prevent some of these fatalities.
Is this maybe a culture thing too, Jonathan, where, you know, surveys show that the vast majority of Americans think we're above average drivers, and we might think, yeah, I don't want all those other people doing their distracted driving, but I can handle it. I'm such a good driver. I can do this little thing, no problem.
You're absolutely right. I think the stat is something like 75 or 80% of drivers believe they're better than average, and that's mathematically impossible. And that's a tendency that humans have, you know, to overestimate their capabilities, not just in driving, in pretty much everything. But the numbers, the hard numbers, indicate that distracted phone use is on the rise, perhaps because of the larger number of millennials and teenagers on the road. One way or the other, we need to try and reverse the trends, because we're talking about thousands and thousands of crashes just in Wisconsin and many, many thousands of fatalities in the U.S. that could be prevented.
Now, I have seen when I've been in a cab or a shuttle or whatever kind of commercial car thing, the drivers, they live and breathe by looking at that phone to see where they're going, look for their next fare, that sort of thing. Can corporations, can commercial entities make a difference here?
Absolutely. And that's actually the core business for Zendrive. We are helping fleets and we're helping insurers in preventing and in reducing this type of behavior. So there are sophisticated technological ways of doing that. The technology that Zendrive is building and that is used by many, many customers is used exactly for that. So whether it's lightweight coaching or just a better understanding of which drivers are risky and why, that can help a lot in the commercial context. And we've seen tremendous success in reducing that type of behavior.
Now, I've seen stats that suggest that after getting better in terms of preventing highway fatalities over a bunch of years, preventing crashes, the numbers are getting worse. We're crashing more. People are dying more in crashes. I don't know how much of that is pinned on distracted driving. Do you think that is part of the equation, though?
I do. And there's an interesting correlation that you can actually dive into. If you look at the financial results for insurance companies that operate in the auto space, or if you look at the trend in the number of crashes, you will see an interesting correlation between the ubiquity and the popularity of smartphones and a trend of an increase in crashes and a decrease in profitability of insurance companies in the auto space. And the reason is that both the risk models that insurance companies use and the enforcement and legislation and education paradigms that were true 10 years ago are no longer true. And the world has changed faster than what the regulatory environment or the insurance companies were able to change their processes around. And so what we're trying to do with this study and with our business here at Zendrive is to help bring the awareness and bring the tools that are necessary to reverse this trend.
Jonathan, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Jonathan Mattis is the founder and chief executive officer of Zendrive, based in San Francisco. As you heard, they track phone use for auto insurers and ride-hailing services, among others. We talked with them about a new study they did of the growing problem of smartphone use behind the wheel.